The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient ZCZISI Wachsberg, WACHSBERG. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space, Wachsberg space Z. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 6/13/22. Referring physician Rosie Joseph, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 54-year-old female with history of bradycardia and right bundle branch block. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, right bundle branch block. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 100 over 70. Period, baseline heart rate, colon 62 beats per minute. Period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes and 53 seconds, semicolon 53 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 155 over 70, with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24025, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was patient experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 74 and a heart rate of 73 at the end of the recovery period. There was baseline right bundle branch block, which continued throughout the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test to 93% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. Four, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure and heart rate response to exercise. Five, there was baseline right bundle branch block, which persisted throughout the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.